Hello.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy K.L. signing in, and you already know. Blue jeans with the coat. I got the best side with a smoke. Don't you choke.
Don't you choke. Yeah, very important. All right, so thank you for joining me. So I was thinking to do a live with you because you are a local artist.
Right.
So, where are you from?
BX, the Bronx, boogie down. You already know what it is, man. We don't play around. It's good.
Right. Okay. So you've since when have you been doing music?
Oh, I mean, my brother was doing music. He was all into that. Like I said, I was making beats, and it just became a thing. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, I made the beats for him. He started writing, and then we're recording. And then until I got into it, I started recording myself.
Oh, nice. And who's your favorite rapper? Who would you say?
Trying to catch me riding dirty. Yo, shout out to my man Chamillionaire, man. Yeah, shout out to him.
Also, like, okay, so you've worked with Chamillionaire. What are the artists?
I worked with Prince. I worked with Don Blaze. I worked with Blood. I mean, the list goes on as far as how many artists I worked with. You know, like I said, I'm a music producer, so I get, you know, a lot of artists to come and record something, and we'll have something down. But yeah, the list is, you know, big. You know, I can't really on top of my head.
Oh, nice. All right. And, all right, so from all these artists, who did you enjoy to work with the most?
I feel like Don Blaze is one of the artists I like working with. He was particular about how he likes to record. I love people like that, you know, that really care about the sounds of music.
Mm-hmm. He knew what he wanted.
Yeah, make sure y'all follow Don Blaze, man. You're on Instagram.
Right, I'll follow.
Yeah. So, shout out to my man, J Flames, too. You know what I mean? Definitely an artist. He writes. He's also a video producer. So, good dude. Make sure y'all follow him. Shout out.
Right. So, you said you're from New York City? Bronx.
Right.
And what is it like to make music in New York City?
You get so many ideas, you know, out here, you know, as far as the different people in New York City, different cultures and all that. You get a sense of creativity with just the different, you know, different vibes, different areas, things like that. Just definitely pulls the idea into your music. So yeah, definitely being around
nice.
Culture. Yeah.
And you're also around different artists as well. And I guess you can meet a lot of artists that do the same thing and are passionate about it.
Right. I mean, I met, you know, like I said, I met Snoop Dogg in Manhattan, I met P. Diddy down in Manhattan, I met Rihanna down in Manhattan, I met Common down in Manhattan, and these are like, you know, R&B rap stars, you know, and you know, you see them walk through your neighborhood,
so,
pretty much.
Right? Why? They just walk through, no, like, yeah. they're regular, they're like us. So.
Right. It's nothing. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, they just like us, but, you know, they put 110% in their music, and that's something I commend them for.
Right, so how are they, like, in reality? You met them, you talked to them?
How are they? I mean, they're very casual. I mean, it's, you when you do music, you want people to know you, not just for your music, but to know that you're a good person.
Right, exactly. Right. What makes the artist? You want to know that? Yeah. All right, I hear you. Okay. So you said you've been making music for a long time now. And what would you say are the pros and cons of making music, of creating?
Creating is just a way that there's to, you know, be yourself and to speak your mind. You know what I mean? You need that sometimes because we all follow what each other do. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, just to be creative and speak your own mind is a pro. Right. The con is that people think it's simple to make music. You know what I mean? It's not simple. You know, you have to have that creativity. You have to have that imagination, you have to have that story to tell. It's, you know, it's just not imagination. Right. You just gotta have it, you know.
Right. You gotta have a message that you wanna send out.
Definitely.
And when you do music, all right, how do you get in the mood? What makes you motivated? What makes you inspired?
For me, like, you know, I throw on the beat, you know. Smoke, you know, give it the vibe, have friends around, you know, it's definitely a vibe.
All right, so I got one question. Do you freestyle? You like to freestyle?
Oh yes, I'm about to bust it right now.
All right.
I'm a 6'6" baller, count a squiller. You can call me the thriller. I come around like a gorilla. It's bananas, but cut the camera. Y'all niggas need to stop peeping and ratting until you be clapping the rats and I'm gone. Yikes. You already know what it is, man. Just a little eight bars right there for you, man. Definitely check me out on my Instagram and shit like that. You feel me?
And where else can we find you?
Instagram, Snapchat. You can find me on definitely Facebook, Chaotic Sounds. Yeah, man, I'm all over the spot. And make sure y'all check out my music too, man. Music is good. Hustle the Swag, Go Crazy, NYC.
Make sure you check it out.
Right, NYC is that new shit right now. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all check that out. You know what I mean? Got my brother, you know what I mean? Johnny Savino on the track. So, yeah, it's a vibe right now, man. Oh, yeah, and the new Realm 3. Watch out. It might just bite you in the ass.
It's coming for you.
It's coming. It might bite you in the ass. Uh-oh.
Right.
I get that, man.
Make sure you watch out.
Right. Hey, what up?
All right. So, you said, okay, so you do rap.
Right.
And what other types of music do you listen to?
I listen to, rock, hip hop, jazz, a little jazz. I like all music, K-pop. Don't look at me wrong. K-pop.
Okay, let's talk about that. What do you know about K-pop?
What I know about K-pop. K-pop is like.
What do you like about it?
What I like about it? I like the style. I like the music. You know what I mean? I like how they put all the forms of five elements of hip hop and K-pop. You know what I mean? You got dance, you got art, you got, rhythm, you know, song, rapping and all that. So it's definitely, you know, a new element of music that's gonna come, you know, forefront.
Right. I agree. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't see it as something that's important, but I feel like definitely is. It's definitely surfacing. It's coming.
Right. Real hard. Right. Don't sleep on it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. All right. So, you said you also produce. You're a producer.
Yes, I am.
And so, as a producer, what can you explain a little bit the process? What is the process of making a beat or making a song really pop?
Well, my my process of making a beat is I start with a melody. Once I get the melody, that's when I put, you know, a whole drum pattern to it, hi-hats, snare kick, and all that. Then after that, then, you know, I start with the hook. The hook, you know, I start to say things to myself, kind of like, you know, just come up with something. And then, you know, I put words to it. And then I just go on the booth and then just record. You know what I mean? I don't hold nothing back.
Right. That's cool. You have the freedom. You just come, like we saw, you just come out with it. Got right. No problem with that. Right. And, okay, so about hip-hop, what really motivates you? What do you want to show people in the future, or what are your goals?
I mean, it's something I feel like we're already headed towards, you know. I feel like hip-hop is for everyone. But I also wanted to make it for everyone, even for Black people that created the music. So if I don't want it to always be this vibe where, you know, a drug dealer trying to rap and do music. I mean, there's so many other people that do music, so.
Right, exactly.
You can stereotype it, right? That's my thing.
Right, everyone's. I mean, that's what brings people closer. That's what brings them together. It's music. It's art. So that's always a good thing. So, New Realm 3, like you said, coming.
New Realm 3, make sure you cop that January 13th. No, excuse me, right. I got that wrong. June 13th.
June 13th.
Yeah. Year. The Dynasty's coming out next year. But,
all right.
New Realm 3, SoundCloud. For my people that want to listen and hear what I got to vibe with, I mean, it'll definitely be up there.
Right. You know. Right. So what about the, so what is it about? Can you give us like a sneak peek of the album, the mixtape?
So the New Realm 3 is about just taking your mind. Remember what I was saying, that, you know, hip hop is stereotyped, I think. So New Realm 3 is about taking your mind to a different mindset. That's what it's about. What you think it's supposed to, is it supposed to? You know what I mean? Is it a certain way? Does it have to be a certain way? You know, that's what the New Realm 3 is about.
All right, so it can be this, it can be that, it can be a lot of ways.
It can be anything, right. You know.
Right. Okay. I see. I like it already.
Thank you. Count that.
Yeah. Right, get it.
SoundCloud.
Get it. All right. SoundCloud, Spotify.
Oh, yeah. New Realm. The New Realm 3. Y'all got to check out my EP, The New Age. Make sure y'all check out my single right now. NYC is popping. Don't get it twisted. New York City famous guy. Gah.
Right. Be running the streets like he did it.
You're right.
All right.
That's a factor. All right. Thank you for having me on this joint. Appreciate the idea, right?
Thank you for coming by. Right.
Right.
Okay, thank you. So